Apparently people do, according to the Michigan Attorney General. A Michigan company has received a cease and desist order over selling a fake COVID-19 protection patch. Scams and all kinds of fraud are out there, especially in these troubled times. Joining us right now from the Port Huron Police Department, Sergeant Doug Decker. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of people that want to prey on people who are scared, people who want a quick fix or something that will protect them, including this COVID-19 protection patch, which doesn't really protect you from COVID-19.
Right. You know, it's really unfortunate that people want to prey on others when they're suffering and going through hardship. And as you said, it's nothing new, and something new happened to us recently, and it came up with a new scam. A reminder, some common scams. I got this off the FBI.gov. Advanced fee scams, you know, these are quite common. And we still are seeing these. You know, people are paying money up front, and they're told, pay the money now, and you're going to get a bigger paycheck from me later. Obviously, with the COVID-19, counterfeit prescription drugs are being sold that are illegal fake medications that actually can do more harm. Credit and debit card fraud, unauthorized use of them, identity theft, if people can access your identity on the computer or through mail, and fraud against seniors. And certainly our seniors right now are the vulnerable population. So, this is somebody that people are going to target and take advantage. So if they can make contact with them and say, hey, I have something I can send you that's going to help you out with this, they may bite onto that and look into it, unfortunately.
I mentioned that COVID-19 protection patch here in Michigan. There have been some other similar things, whether it's prescriptions or test kits or things like that, haven't there?
That's true. Down in Texas, and I was reading also, again, I'm looking at government websites, and that's important to stress. That's where you need to look to get accurate information. But the World Health Organization Texas people were being told that the World Health Organization had vaccine kits for sale. And, they'd charge your credit card and send you this vaccine kit and for like $5. And the Department of Justice is investigating and bringing charges up. Like you said, bogus vaccines and cures, test kits, fraudulent test sites saying that we'll do the testing for you. And then if people haven't noticed, and I've seen this in some emails, it seems like they're fishing around for you to open them up. And you'll see this heading, and it's kind of like, hey, here's some remedies, common remedies that can help you with COVID-19. And, you never know when you open them up where it's going to lead to.
Yeah.
So delete them and ignore those things. And, it's just somebody out there, again, trying to take an opportunity out of a bad situation and take advantage of people, right?
Yeah. So remind us, and we talk about this from time to time, but I think now is a good time to remind people some of the things they can do to be a little extra cautious with all this going on.
Well, we're always reminding people, about keeping personal information secure, shredding documents and things like that, and security software on your computers and logging off. I think some really important things with what's going on right now: verify the identity of companies and any charities, that are out here before you do any business with them. Confirm website and email address. I was reading, our website should say .gov, Michigan.gov, CDC.gov. If you see something that says .org from Michigan or CDC or from the WHO, they're saying that's not accurate. So confirm websites and email addresses. Again, beware of those unsolicited emails offering information supplies. And when you see them, don't click on them. Don't open any links to anything. Don't open stuff if it's unknown or unverified sources for you. And there are some enforcement and reporting methods to follow, too. Mm-hmm. I would want to remind people.
Yeah.
The Federal Trade Commission, they protect consumers. www.ftc.gov. The National Center for Disaster Fraud, that's disaster@leo.gov. Contact your local county and state law enforcement and report it. Fraud alerts, and report to the Federal Trade Commission. And, and we're talking not just about the fraud, but if I could remind people, the governor talked about the stay home, stay safe. And there's some good information out there. So I read part of the executive order, and you know, it's about 12 pages long, and it can be confusing. There's a lot to it to remember. They also put out a small one-page spreadsheet that gave out good information on restrictions, what you can and can't do. And what they want to remind you at the end of this spreadsheet, for the latest information and for accurate information, Michigan.gov/coronavirus and also CDC.gov/coronavirus. I mean, go to legitimate websites to get that information that you're looking for, or if you have information you want to share.
Good advice, Doug. I appreciate that because, you know, like I said, a lot of people are scared. A lot of people are maybe not remembering those things that they ought to right now. Everybody wants to do all they can to try and stay safe and stay healthy and stay protected. And there are, unfortunately, those out there that would prey on people that are just trying to protect themselves.
Yeah, it's the bad part of human nature, and you know, it's been around, I'm sure, thousands of years, and unfortunately it continues even in these times, and instead of people stepping up, but there are people stepping up too, so I will remind people, and there's a lot of good things. There are people out there making donations, helping people, and you know, and I'm getting away from fraud, and I'm just trying to remind people. You know, I was driving around downtown a little bit while I was working, and just remember our business people down here. It's really difficult to drive through and see a lot of places shuttered up and that. And I would want people to remember, you know, there's a lot of people. There is suffering and some hardship in the community, not just the disease, but economically. And remember those people. They're our friends, our neighbors. And, you know, when we get this kicked and we get back out there, let's get out there and help them out the best that we can and help them out now however we can.
Absolutely. It's going to be an upward climb, but we're going to make it together. Doug, I appreciate that. Appreciate your time, and we'll talk again next week.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Paul.
All right, stay well. Bye-bye.